Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're recording.
We're back again.
Ooh, Lord, we tired. Go ahead.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose,
where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on earth,
The Bachelor Winter Games.
So we just watched episode 3 of 4. We're almost at the home stretch.
Almost there.
This episode, it was more emotional.
Yeah.
It's like getting real.
And I feel like we're not tied into those emotions because we're on episode 3 or 4.
I know.
So everyone's like crying and sobbing and we're all looking like, wait, you really like that person?
Right.
You guys were friends?
Right. There's like certain couples that I like feel tied to and then others that I'm just like, I have no feeling for.
Nope.
Because we don't really get to see them that much. Initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts, Luke is growing on me physically.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think would happen, but...
I was never really a Luke fan. I wasn't not a fan, I just wasn't checking for him, basically.
Okay.
I didn't see really the appeal, but yeah, I see it.
Yeah. And then Dean and Leslie are really starting to look like a PR stunt of some sort. Like, they're starting to look real fake.
Yeah.
To me.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. They don't read as emotionally connected and vulnerable and all that gushy stuff as some of the other couples.
Yeah.
We said they look like a giant PR stunt.
They do. They look like a billboard.
Of some sort, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what they promoting. But...
Yeah, I don't know either. Leslie, you got a podcast, girl?
I'm sure she got something. Pushing something. My initial thoughts, yeah, I'm over Dean. Just over the Dean train.
Yeah. You've been on it for a long time.
I've been on it. Rachel, Bachelor in Paradise, where he really showed his ass. And on here, it's like he's trying to redeem himself, but I don't feel no change from him. I don't think he deserves the redemption.
But damn.
I'm not into it. He's also giving me Lauren B vibes.
Oh my God! No!
And also, I'm just like not here for Dean.
Yeah.
He's just a pretty face who doesn't really do much ever, but gets all this love and showering the attention and girls. But, like, what is so interesting about Dean, actually?
And when he does something, he does it wrong, usually. So...
But then they're like, but it's Dean!
Yeah.
Dean babies! Like, and just flashes that smile in those eyes, and then you're like, oh, Dean. No, we need to stop giving him passes.
And what's so interesting about Dean is his, like, struggle that we all saw on Rachel's family.
Yeah, he's got some family stuff for real. But we just see the rosy side.
And
it's getting tired.
It's boring.
It's boring right now. So let's just dive in to the episode. So it's a bright new day. Yuki and Ben are outside playing in the snow. Ben's Yuki's best friend, apparently.
Allegedly. I mean...
That's what she said.
Yeah.
In the house, we have lots of couples. So, Jordan from New Zealand and Bibiana still going strong. Mm-hmm. Courtney and Lily from Australia and New Zealand. Luke and Stassi, very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Dean and Leslie and Ashley, I, and Kevin. So, Claire... She's technically coupled up with Christian, the German man. They are still talking about this damn jacuzzi.
She's talking about it more with Leslie than she's talking about it with Christian.
Right. every 5 seconds she's having conversations with Leslie. Mm-hmm. Like, she's never communicating with Christian. That's why they're not getting anywhere, because they're, like, never in the house talking to each other.
Yeah.
God. So, yeah, she said it best. She said they're coupled up, but they're not really a couple.
Yeah.
Like, that's the guy she's latched with, but they're not really, they don't even talk, really, in the house. Time for their challenge, and they are doing downhill skiing, which still looks terrifying.
Terrifying!
It's way faster than I thought.
Yeah.
Like, they're really moving down that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
One little slip, and you're in the bushes.
Oh, my God. And it's 3,000 feet down.
It's a long little stretch.
Yeah. And they were going really fast, because the fastest people were, like, in the 30-second mark.
Right.
So that's
They are zipping
crazy.
Down this mountain. Yeah. Yeah. So, everyone's practicing. Most of them are terrible. Leslie's pretty good. Dean's from Aspen.
Yeah.
So, he, you know, Lily, yeah. New Zealand, is a snowboard instructor. And then you got Kevin the Canadian, who just, you know, downhill skis to the general store every morning. So
it is a general store.
It is. Right? So the women are up first. Claire goes first, and she sets the bar.
Yeah.
She did really well. Yeah. Ashley is terrible, of course. She just bothers me because she's just so worried about how she'll look in front of Kevin.
Yep.
That's her whole focus. Mm-hmm. It's like, can't you just be in the moment and just look stupid for a second?
Yeah.
That's a quality that, like, is not a good look. When you're just so concerned about others,
mm-hmm.
or, like, you can't let your hair down. Like, you can't not take yourself seriously.
Yes.
That she needs to work on that.
And she looks way dumber not doing it and just being like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Than just going for it and flopping.
Right. Just go. Exactly. Yuki.
Oh, my God. Yuki.
She's zipping down this mountain and just screaming the whole way down. So funny.
She literally looked like a starfish.
Yeah.
All of her limbs are just like,
all of the limbs. She's screaming. I think at one point she only had one pole left.
Yeah.
It's just so cute. Who else? Lily goes. So Lily's the snowboard instructor. But she was just cruising down the mountain.
Yeah.
Her time didn't beat Claire. So Claire's still in the top spot. But then Leslie goes, and Leslie crushes it.
Obviously.
I don't know what her background is or where she's from.
Yeah, I don't know.
But she clearly been skiing for a minute.
I don't care enough, but yeah.
Right. So, Leslie gets the W. Time for the men. Ben.
No.
No.
Yeah, Ben.
Ben.
Yeah.
He's still here. Okay.
Yeah.
Ben, Dean, and Kevin all have experience.
Mm-hmm.
But Luke goes up first, and he sets the bar really high.
Yeah.
And then...
So he had Stassi behind him.
He had Stassi.
Like his Russian
right,
coach.
Like, you better get on this mountain. Get down the mountain. I don't know what accent that was.
Close enough.
Yeah. Courtney's terrible. He's from Australia. He surfs.
Oh, yeah.
He can ski. He's surfing.
Yeah.
Although I would think it'd be pretty similar, no?
I would think it would take the same parts of your body.
Right.
But
I think with the skiing, no, surfing and snowboarding, that's similar. With skiing, you got two skis. You got to, like, maneuver.
They're like extensions.
Yeah, right.
You have to deal
and
with.
They're, like, awkward.
Yeah.
And Courtney got all these limbs, and he's so long.
Oh, my God. They're so long.
So cute.
Yay.
His legs were so long. Like, long poles.
They were.
So funny. Josiah ends up in the bushes.
Obviously.
Naturally. Dean goes, and he just rips it.
Killed it.
He went backwards through the winter tape, showing off. Kevin's next, Canadian. He does pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Time doesn't beat Dean's, though.
Mm-mm.
And so Dean and Leslie both won.
Can we just give a shout-out to Michael for not being disqualified?
Oh, I forgot about
Michael. For taking 6 minutes to finish this race.
Damn, Mike!
Just give a shout-out to Michael.
6 minutes.
For not giving up.
He tried. Tried his best. So Dean and Leslie win. They are a couple. So they're getting 2 date cards, essentially. Back at the house, everyone wants that second date card. They're like, Dean and Leslie, what are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that card? So they come to announce who they're going to award it to. We were hoping it was going to Courtney and Lily.
And Lily, yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're really cute. You can see their chemistry, mm-hmm. but I don't know anything about why they're together.
I don't know anything about that. Yeah, for our own selfish reasons, I wanted to see a date just so I can learn more of who these people are.
Yeah.
But Dean and Leslie give the card to their friend, Ashley. Essentially what it was.
Yeah.
Gave it to their friend, even though she hasn't been on a date, no. Kevin's been on a date.
Kevin has been on a date.
Right. So Kevin and Ashley go off on their date. Let's talk about Ashley's outfit.
Let's have a chat, Ashley. Now every episode we have these fireside chats with these people.
Ashley specifically.
Ashley.
Mostly about an outfit.
Yes. Oh my god. This deconstructed off the shoulder leather jacket, almost at a crop length.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very short. Mm-hmm. But then also, Ashley, I don't know where you bought these, but a low-rise jean.
Ooh!
It was a low-rise.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's that type of jacket should have been paired with a high-rise.
High-rise jean.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she sat down, I was like, oh, that's your whole back.
Oh, no! I didn't like it because it just looked stiff and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, because you have to keep it off the shoulder so that you can't really move your arms much.
Yeah.
It just looked very, like, editorial.
Yes.
Not very practical.
Yeah.
I got what she was going for, but I don't know. So, they have the virgin talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ashley I is a virgin, as she tells us over and over.
All the time.
All of the time. So she tells us again, she's not saving herself for marriage. She's not saving herself for Jesus or anything like that. She just more hasn't met the right guy. Kevin, he says, you know, I could not see myself marrying, better yet proposing, better yet being in a long-term relationship with.
Or even being in a relationship with.
Someone who, you know, we're never going to have sex. And then he's like, so, you're not waiting for marriage, right? Like, he's trying to play it cool, but he's like, let's get this clear what this virgin thing is. So for Ashley, like, as much as she gets on my last nerves, and it pains me to say this, mm-hmm. I can see myself in her.
Mm-hmm.
Because particularly when she said something about, like, she doesn't connect with a lot of guys.
Mm.
So that's why she falls so deep.
Yeah. Right.
As soon as she said that, I was like, that is totally me. I don't connect that often with guys.
Yeah.
Because niggas ain't shit. But when I do find someone that I like, I, like, cherish that connection. Mm-hmm. Because for me, generally, it's very rare. Some girls can go from one guy to the next to the next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that type of person. The difference between me and Ashley is she's more vocal with her foolishness.
Yes.
I pine over guys, but y'all don't know that. I keep that under wraps.
And very physically aggressive.
Yes. Very outwardly so.
But everybody, that being said,
mm-hmm.
and how much we hate on Ashley too, everybody deserves to lose their virginity to the person who respects them.
Yes.
To the point where they feel like it's okay.
Right.
So
her decision...
Yeah.
There's nothing but respect for them.
Exactly.
Basically.
Right.
Yeah. So they're all cute. I co-signed this.
Yeah.
They do some pottery.
Mm-hmm. They're doing a ghost moment.
Yeah, they had a little cheesy.
Have you ever done this?
Moment from Ghost. No, I think it'd be cool, though. A pottery wheel date.
You think that'd be nice?
Yeah. You mean, have I ever done pottery wheel or have I ever done
it? Have you ever done it at all?
Yeah, I took a class in college.
What?
I took pottery. Yeah.
You took pottery? That was a class?
A class.
For credit?
I think it is elective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard.
Really?
Yeah, pottery wheel is hard.
Oh, wow.
There's this guy on Instagram that I follow. He's like a potter.
A potter
out of, like, Copenhagen, I think.
Oh.
He's, like, tons of followers. You just watch him, like, make things in, like, fast motion.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, so beautiful. It's such a nice little artistic thing that takes a lot of skill.
Yeah,
All my bowls look crazy. I still have them, too. They're at home at my parents' house.
Aww.
But, yeah, that shit's hard.
And our friend Allie's sister does it as well, Christina.
She does. She's a full-fledged artist.
Lots of pots.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was cute. Mm-hmm. Cute little date. Had a little moment. Ashley's very happy. I'm happy she's happy.
Yeah.
Right. Rather a happy Ashley than a miserable, complaining one.
Crying Ashley.
Crying, miserable one. So, I can go with this. But of course, you know, she had to end the date with her confessional. I can see myself falling for him. Oh my God. Let's reel it on back.
Yeah, let's relax.
Let's reel it back a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Claire and Christian.
Oh my God.
Fresh off of their jacuzzi drama. They finally make it to the jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi.
The jacuzzi. Tired hearing him say this. So Claire reminds us, so they're in the jacuzzi, and she reminds us that they've never kissed. Mm-hmm. This whole time, this whole drama, they had a whole full-blown falling out last episode.
Said Benoit home.
Benoit went home.
Was counting the kisses.
Yeah. And Claire and Christian have not kissed. Mm-hmm. And it's really because Claire is tired of making moves.
Yeah.
And Christian is making no moves. Just not doing it.
And just explaining why he's not making the moves and expecting her to be like, okay, that's your cue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no. She's like, no. Like, so this is cultural differences, mm-hmm. clearly. Yep. You know, off podcast, I was having a moment. Reflecting on last fuck nigga. For a very, very brief moment.
Yeah.
Who was German. Who I had to make the first move.
What?
Date 3 was our first kiss.
Date 3?
No, the third date.
Wow.
Date 3 was the first kiss. I had to do that shit.
That's annoying.
And it was, like, not even a good kiss. It was, like, a little peck.
Yeah.
Our first, like, kiss was the next date, date 4.
Okay.
Which I also had to initiate.
See? Nah. Mm-mm.
Sign.
Nah.
The flags are everywhere.
Yeah.
Jesus. So this is just a cultural thing, I think. Yeah. Not to say all German guys are like this, but...
Well,
I've now seen
survey
two.
Says.
Survey says. Two for two.
Any German listeners?
Right.
Please email us and let us know how you do this.
Right. What are the cultural... What are the courting ways of German men? Teach us the ways. Jesus. So, yeah. They're basically in the jacuzzi just having dry-ass, boring-ass conversation.
Literally from opposite quadrants of the jacuzzi.
Not
like they're on the opposite corner.
The farthest they could be away from each other.
Yep.
Not cozied up. Mm-hmm. Not showing any type of attraction to each other at all.
Nope.
Claire is bored. Mm-hmm. 2 tears.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in the house, Josiah's talking shit.
Per usual.
Talking some mess. Mess I did not disagree with.
Yeah. So
can't even throw him under the bus like that. Mm-hmm. Talking about Dean and how Dean just always seems to have the pick of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
They recapped us on Paradise. They showed
I know,
the
they
clip.
Clips.
And so I know you didn't see Paradise, so you got to see finally what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Dean being a straight fuckboy.
Oof.
Two-timing with Christina and Danielle. They showed that whole drama.
Mm-hmm.
And so Josiah and it seems a few other people in the house are skeptical mm-hmm. of him. Him and Leslie. So they might be seeing that PR stunt as well.
Yes, probably.
I don't think it's just Dean. I think people are looking at both of them sideways.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly Dean. They're like, is he serious about any of this?
Right, yeah,
because
exactly.
This is his second show in the span of like 3 months.
Third.
His third show in the span of like a year.
Yeah.
So how serious can he really be?
Can't be.
Nah. Dean and Leslie, meanwhile, are having their little date.
Mm-hmm.
Leslie is worried about Dean and his foolishness from Paradise.
And she has been all 3 episodes, which is concerning
to me. From the beginning, right.
Because she definitely has other shit to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
About her.
Right.
And I don't know why she keeps just segueing it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because she's really concerned about the Paradise thing. She don't trust him.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
She don't trust him.
Mm-hmm.
But she likes him, and so she's trying to give him a chance. But
she likes him.
Yeah. The Paradise thing is clearly on her head, on her mm-hmm. mind. So she's asking him, you know, have you changed? What's going on? What was that all about? Dean, naturally, flashes those pretty blue eyes.
Yep.
Smiles. Says, no, I'm not a player.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're kissing.
Yep.
And he's like, all of you.
Why would you think that?
Why? Like, bare minimum of defense. Like, he didn't even try to go hard to, like, prove himself. He's just like, no, I'm not a player.
Mm-hmm.
Blink, 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 blink. And she's like, okay, next. Ugh. Back at the house.
Yo.
The way the camera worked mapped this out was so just
artistic. Wrong.
It was so wrong. I said artistic. So the camera zooms in slowly on someone sitting alone on a bench outside. Mm-hmm. And there's a voiceover of this woman saying, "It's become very clear I'm not going to find love here." When the camera zooms in, we see finally it's Tiffany.
Oh my God.
Who everybody forgot about. People now don't remember who that is. Poor Tiffany. Tiffany's the one from Australia.
Yeah, I think Australia.
Who got the pity rose from Michael.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Oh my God. And she looked like an actual polar bear sitting outside of her igloo.
Yeah. So her and Michael clearly did not hit it off.
Yeah, no.
They're not hanging out right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what else is she to do but to leave? There's nothing here for her. So she goes inside and, you know, pieces out. As she leaves, Mr. Ben Higgins...
Oh, my God.
...starts wondering about his feet.
Yeah.
And what the hell he's doing here.
Yeah.
Because he's not hitting it off on anyone either. So the next morning, we have still Ben, Michael, and Yuki. We're the only single people left at this point. They're just here for the free food.
Yeah.
Because what else?
And the friendship.
The friendship, the camaraderie, the good times, the cards against humanity.
Yeah.
But neither one of these men are checking for Yuki.
Nope.
Yuki cannot be a realistic choice for either of these people.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, time to go. So Ashley and Ben, you know, they're friends outside the show.
Oh,
right. So they're having a conversation where he basically reveals that he has no interest in dating.
I know.
He's just not there.
I guess this was a test to see if he could date again.
Yeah.
Since I guess this is his favorite way to date.
Like on national television.
Yeah, the TV show dating.
So, yeah, he's very much still mourning his broken engagement.
Aww.
And really has no business being here.
Nope.
Like, for everyone in the house and for himself. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not the best choice for you. And everyone is noticing it, too.
Yeah,
like, everyone in the house is kind of talking about it. So, they bring in Chris Harrison, who's, like, the on-call therapist, apparently. Like, when was he, like, the good listener?
Oh, what? The Dr. Drew.
Can I get my mom on the phone?
Right?
Can I get, like, one of the producers in the back who I actually talk to and like? Mm-hmm. Chris Harrison only comes around with bad news.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even know him. So Ben is just so heartbroken, and his whole conversation was just sad.
He broke up with her 8 months ago?
I don't know the timeline.
Oh, okay.
It was, I think it's less than a year.
Less than a year to get over an engagement that you had on reality TV. I'm trying to, like, think of, like, how real this is for him and what she's doing right now. Like, are they both this torn up about this?
If I'm not mistaken, she's already moved on.
Already?
I think she's... I could be making all of this up, but I feel as if she is dating someone she used to date. Like an old boyfriend or something.
Damn!
I think.
R&B.
Yeah, I feel like I read that somewhere.
Wow, okay.
So she has... I don't know if she was dating him at the time that they were filming.
Okay.
That could be happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, Ben is not doing good.
Yeah, Ben's... Oh, no.
Not doing good. So he's basically saying that, like, his heart's not in it because he can't even fathom falling in love and having it go wrong and having to pick the pieces up again. He's like, I don't even have the strength to do that. He's also really deeply affected by all the, like, comments online or, like, gossip magazines or whatever. People questioning whether he really loved her.
Yeah.
People.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Well, one thing he said was something that was so real to him is now being made to feel that it's so small.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just like clowning him and like gossip magazines are ripping him and people are just, people that he doesn't even know are like talking mess on his relationship. My advice to Ben, stay off the blogs.
Yep. That's it.
Stay off the blogs. Don't be listening to us talking on podcasts. Keep your head front and center and worry about yourself, because us out here, we don't know not a damn thing that's going on in your relationship.
No.
We can say all we want based on a little bit of things that we see on TV, but like, we actually have not a clue what was actually going on. So ignore us.
Yeah.
So he's gone through it. And then he said, I came here, I guess, hoping to,
like, mend my heart.
I guess. I'm like, bro, how did you think this was going to be a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know.
None of this sounds good. So anyways, he decides to go home because this is just, you know, ripping him to shreds, essentially.
He's just so emotionally checked out. Oh, I've never seen a man look like this before on TV.
Yeah.
This is unique.
Ben's whole spirit is gone.
Yeah.
Because he was one of, like, America's beloved bachelors and, like, one of the best-looking ones. Like, he was really cute on his season.
Yeah.
He looking tired and, like, he hasn't slept.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Oh, my God. Just to be so emotionally turned off that you can't even date Yuki.
Who is so, like,
so she's happy. She's too much, though. Yeah. So fun. Would totally date you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And he can't even do that, so he gotta go.
He's gotta go. Got to go. I'm glad he got whatever realization or closure that he needed. Yeah. Clearly, this wasn't the best move for him, but he got what he needed out of it anyways. So.
Right.
Yuki, his bestie.
Oh, my God. She's torn up.
Bawling the ugliest cry face.
Yeah.
Ever. Oh my God, I'm like, Yuki, look, you better start chopping it up with that with Mike Michael. So you next, girl. So, yeah, the only two people left that are single are Yuki and Michael, and time for them to leave.
Yeah, Michael was like, actually, now that you say something, Ben,
right,
it's actually time for me to go, too. Which is the first time I've ever heard Michael speak.
Michael has not got any, I don't even think we've seen a confessional from him.
Nope.
Really haven't. Mm-hmm. So he announces his goodbye, he's gone. And then Chris Harrison comes back.
Oh my God!
And basically kicks Yuki out the goddamn house. No,
they booked her flight to Japan. They were like, Chris, we have a flight from Vermont to LA to Japan. She gotta go.
Vermont to LA. She's gotta go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she didn't even get to make a decision. They literally kicked her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was bawling her eyes out. She literally looked like one of those crying
like, I'm a real baby doll.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what her face look like. She's like such a toddler. Or not even, she's like a newborn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously. So her goodbye was mad dramatic, and she was just a fun little energy in the house.
Yeah, she was fun.
So, but it's not for her to go.
Yeah, no.
So it's the time for the roast ceremony, or it's time for the, like, cocktail party, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
cocktail party slash challenge.
Right.
The night portion. And everyone is really on edge because anyone can go home.
Mm-hmm.
There's only couples left. And we don't know what the next challenge is going to be. And it's kind of scary when you think about it, because here you are, you're on the show, you met this guy that you really, really like. He lives in another country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chance, like, you're hanging out, it's going well, and there's a chance that you're literally going home tonight,
mm-hmm.
and you have no plan, like, how do you see each other again? He's going to this country, I'm going home, like, do we arrange a date? Like, how do we... They just gotta say goodbye?
Yeah, follow each other on Instagram.
Follow each other on Instagram. Oh, one of them plans a trip. Like, it's kind of sad, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Yeesh. So the cocktail party, Stassi shows up.
Ooh! Looking like she was dripping in money.
Right, looking like a Russian princess.
Yes!
I wrote down she like a Russian princess, or she looked like the wife of a Russian mobster.
That's what I thought.
One of the two.
I love that look.
Loved it. She had the nice, like, fur coat, and she just like a Russian ice princess.
Just like, like her man deals drugs. The good ones.
The good ones.
Oh, God. Shout out to Luke, who is not doing drugs.
Hell no.
Doing drugs.
So, Chris Harrison comes up, tells them they're actually going to be having a competition.
Mm-hmm.
Two couples go home, and it's actually going to be a kissing competition.
Claire's face.
Claire and Christian, who have not even kissed on the cheek, it feels like, are sitting there like, ah, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. So, you know, one by one, all the couples break off. They're in the corners, like, practicing kissing.
Yeah.
Really just making out.
Yeah.
Stassi's lips, literally, like she's about to swallow Luke whole.
Oh, my God. You guys, how does her... Woo. I haven't gotten lip injections as badly as I want them.
Oh, my God. Just, you know, what?
But she looks like her lips are swollen from getting them done every day.
Like a fresh batch.
Yes!
Every morning, you're right.
Oh my God, I don't know what's going on with the Swedish injections.
Maybe she has, like, the injections, and then to make them fluffy every day, she uses one of those, like, lip...
No!
Plumber, you know, those, like, sucking things?
Yeah.
To keep them, like, fresh every day.
Ugh.
I can see her doing that.
Yeah,
they do look so freshly new every time you see her lips.
She looks swollen.
Yeah. Yikes. Oof. Josiah and Allie, they can't really get it together. Their chemistry is just off.
Yeah.
They're not a real couple.
No.
They're just here for circumstance, basically. And then Christian and Claire. Christian says he's been wanting to kiss Claire.
A lie.
He's waiting for the right moment, whatever the hell that
it's
is.
It's not going to be a right moment.
No.
Dude.
Claire's like, just make a move.
Yeah.
Like, what is the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And even then, in that moment, because it seemed like she was even still trying to salvage it. Like, still kiss now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do the competition. But even then, he just, like, still wasn't getting the hint.
Nope.
Still just couldn't do it. A sweet little moment where I had a little sympathy for Christian when he was doing his confessional. And he started, like, tearing up. Because he was basically saying he was, like, disappointed in himself for not having the courage to make moves, like, on girls. I didn't think it was just Claire. It was, like, in general, he, like, doesn't have the courage. Which is kind of sad.
It is really sad. Because how do you come to that conclusion when that's been the culture your whole life of dating?
And I think it's really hitting him now because he's dating someone outside his culture.
Yeah.
Who's a little bit more forward and, like, demands more moves.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, I've literally never done this before.
Yeah.
That's not how we operate in courtship in Germany.
Right.
So, like, I can't even give you what you need, and I'm trying, but, like, I literally don't know how to do this. So they decide to part ways.
Yeah. So they leave the house, go in the Suburban.
Hop in the Suburban. He's kissing her cheek, and he's now finally all over her face, kissing her face. But
Yeah, it still just wasn't...
too late.
It was too late. Claire's wondering if Benoit was the right guy all along, and she, you know, self-sabotaged herself.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Hello.
We told you last week.
We told you, girl, don't go with your gut.
Don't follow that gut. That gut has failed you this far. Mm-hmm. Call up Benoit.
Yes.
I'm sure he will pick up that phone. It's pining over you still. Time for the kissing competition. And Chris Harrison announces they have some special judges. Mm-hmm. First judge, JoJo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Luke, looking a little nervous.
Oh my god, Luke.
Luke was in the top two with JoJo, yeah. So that's a little awkward.
And he said their physical connection was really strong, right?
Right. He said they didn't really have an emotional, they had more of a physical. So it's like funny she's coming to judge the kissing. Next up was Rachel Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Dean trying to act like he nervous.
Yeah, no.
Dean, you been done, moved on to Rachel.
Yeah.
You went on Paradise the next day and had two girls, like, off rip. So don't be acting like you nervous. Josiah, Rachel ain't even checking for you. That's of no concern. And then the last judge. No one asked for more Ari.
The one who could never get it.
The one who could never get it can no longer get it. We did not ask for more time with Ari. But for some reason, he is here. Bibiana is like, okay, here we go.
Right?
Great. She's like so in love with Jordan. She didn't care about...
No.
But,
she really looked like an embarrassing ex walked through the door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes. An ex that she was embarrassed to show her girlfriend.
Oh my God.
That's so right.
And he did that thing. He was like, hi, Bibiana.
Yeah.
Like, don't say hi to me.
No.
It was eliminated week three. Like, get the hell out of here.
I ain't like you no ways. First kiss, we have Dean and Leslie,
who do the Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah,
I think it was the Cotton Eye Joe they did.
They started off, it was like the Soulja Boy.
Yes,
slash
yeah.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
I don't know what that shit was. It was a whole choreographed routine that ended in a very weird, terrible kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like biting his lip the whole time.
Yeah, they did a lot of acrobatics. And then they did a lot of biting.
Yeah, no actual kissing. And this is the kissing competition.
Right.
So, try again next time. Next was Ashley and Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Their kiss was pretty high.
It was good.
Not gonna lie. Ashley, she seems like she has a lot of practice with kissing.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much besides that.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley.
So she's perfected those skills, it seems. Courtney and Lily. They're cute.
Very cute.
Cute. Her dress looked like a picnic blanket.
It did. That she wrapped around in a tube dress.
A little tube dress.
Yeah, and then she had on a patent leather black thigh-high boot.
It was a very odd outfit.
Very odd.
But fitting for Lily.
Yes. Yeah, I would think so too.
Very fitting. So they had a cute little awkward kiss. Bibiana and Jordan.
That was very romantic.
It was very romantic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jordan makes us nervous.
Nervous.
His face is just intense.
Yeah.
The nose is like a harsh nose. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like he has the black hair, like the piercing eyes, blue or hazel, whatever they are. He makes me feel a little type of way.
He looks like the guys in horror movies that's supposed to be like the handsome normal one, but in the background. Really. He's sniffing shoes.
Sniffing shoes. Ew. Oh god. He like keeps socks and underwear like crumpled in his pocket.
Uh-huh.
Goes into a corner, he's like
the actor who would play that part.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Like, those people don't obviously look like him.
No.
But he looks like the actor.
He would be that dude. Yeah, we had a whole narrative for this dude. So they're having their cute little kiss. Meanwhile, in the background, oh my God, Allie is literally getting physically sick at the idea of having to make out with Josiah.
Repulsed.
Her body is rejecting it. Yeah. Like, 100%. Mm-hmm. So she runs off to the bathroom, and she for real is throwing up. Like, this isn't some dry heat.
No.
Like, spit up a couple times. Like, she was vomiting.
Yeah.
Like, straight up vomiting.
Yeah.
Doors wide open. Cameras all up in her face. Like, too much. You know, Josiah goes to check up on her. Eventually, she hopefully brushes her teeth.
Yeah, she said she brushed her teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brushed her teeth. They came back out. They did their little kiss. It was fine.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Stassi and Luke.
Aww.
So Stassi's, she's very nervous.
Yeah.
Because she's not down, like, just culturally, the PDA mm-hmm. is just not a thing. It's not her thing at all. But their kiss was my favorite kiss.
Me too.
It made me feel all warm and bubbly and jealous.
Shit.
It was so, like, passionate and, like, soft.
So genuine.
Very genuine, yeah. I'm loving Luke. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah.
He's just very much a gentleman. Like, he yes. treats her like a princess mm-hmm. and treats her like he admires her.
Yeah.
And always mm-hmm. gives her, like, really thoughtful compliments.
Yep.
How she's a strong woman yeah. and she looks beautiful and blah, blah, blah.
Even when she does something minor like this, he's like, you're so strong.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. You did so well.
Yeah.
Like, he's like our cheerleader. I mm-hmm. love that. That's what we all want.
Yeah.
So that was the last kiss. The judges deliberate. They're talking about each individual kiss. When they get to Bibiana and Jordan.
Oh my God.
Ari says, yeah, I don't know. Bibiana's, you know, she usually's got that Latin flair.
There's so many things wrong with that sentence.
Just so much ignorance.
So much ignorance wrapped into it.
But also, usually? My nigga, you don't know her.
You don't know her.
Uh-huh. Don't be talking about her like that. That's how you know he's going literally just off of straight stereotypes.
Yeah. Yes.
Latin flair. Oh, yeah. Bibiana's Latin. That's the one thing I know about her
yes.
from our 3 weeks together.
Right.
Oh yeah, she's kind of missing the Latin flair. Producers, drop that Latin beat. That's all that they. That was all that was missing.
Yep.
They keep doing this. They keep trying her. I hate that shit.
I hate it too.
It's very ignorant. Like, mm-hmm. don't do this with the contestants of color. Drop it in this
first time. Yeah, stop it.
When Stassi comes on screen, I don't see them dropping some Russian folk music.
And they easily could, because she's very Russian.
She is very Russian.
Yeah.
They could really go all the way and do that shit. They don't do that.
Nope.
Only with Bibiana. Mm-hmm. Only with Bibiana they pull that mess.
And he definitely could have said that Miami Heat.
Even, I don't want to hear that shit either.
I don't want to hear it either, but it's better to stereotype someone based off their location than their race or ethnic identity.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Ugh.
Ugh. Just stop all the little epithets.
Yeah. No,
it's
annoying.
Bibiana. Very annoying. Rachel, she ranks Dean and Leslie last. And I'm all the way for it.
Me too.
Send Dean home. He's had enough chances at love. Enough is enough. Like, enough. The Lord B vibes.
Yes.
Don't you feel it?
Yeah.
He just keeps coasting along,
uh-huh.
getting everything he wants for literally doing nothing. I can't. It's time for the actual rose ceremony. And one couple is going home.
Mm-hmm.
The best kiss goes to Kevin and Ashley.
Yay.
It was a good
kiss. It was good.
It was a good kiss.
Yeah.
It's hard to judge the kisses because they're different.
Yes.
Kevin right. and Ashley, if the category was like most passionate, sexy
mm-hmm.
kiss, sure. But favorite kiss?
Yeah.
Stassi
and Luke.
Like, which, and they came in second.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely, I think, the fan favorite kiss.
Yes.
We'll just say. Stassi, though, we got a deeper look at her. She looks crazy. Glimpse of like a girl who keys cars.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a quick glimpse of that from her. She seems passionate.
Yeah,
which is good. But she looks like she loves hard. They look like they both will have a hard, like a
oh my god, a
intense
really
love.
Yeah,
and when it's good, it's really really good. And when it's bad, that bitch is bleaching his clothes. That was the vibe
oh
I'm getting.
Oh my god! Or if you have one of those cars where the remote—not the remote—where the key is like a digital key, and
mm-hmm.
you can just walk into the car,
mm-hmm.
your car ain't never working again.
Oh no,
your car's just never gonna start.
Nah, she gonna tape that shit all the way up.
Oh god,
love it. Third kiss was Courtney and Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize there was a 10-year age gap.
Yes.
Had no idea Lily was 21. She's the same age as Yuki.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then you said Courtney was 30?
31.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, age ain't number the number.
It's, I guess.
So they say. Fourth best kiss was Bibiana and Jordan.
Yeah.
And they're one of my favorite couples, too.
Yeah.
They're really into each other.
They are, and I really like to see Bibiana win.
Yeah.
I really like this positive Bibiana.
Yeah.
I like her.
I like this. Mm-hmm. She's getting a good edit. She's getting a better edit.
Yeah. Way better edit.
Yes. She's getting, she looked good. My question is just the logistics of how their relationship is going to work out.
Yeah,
I feel like that's going to come up. Because she's in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He's in New Zealand.
Mm.
Who's moving for who? Like, she going to New Zealand? Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing popping over there.
Yeah, no.
Is he moving to Miami?
Hopefully.
Who wants to come to America?
In Florida!
Yeah! Florida! You got good healthcare in your country.
Yeah.
You get along.
Right.
Shit, you don't have a crazy-ass president. So, I don't know. I feel like logistically, they're up for some rough times. Anyways, last rose goes to Dean and Leslie.
Nah.
So Josiah and Allie are going home.
No.
Josiah seems a little bit more sad than Allie.
Yeah, definitely.
Was he crying?
He was definitely crying.
I thought he was crying.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, see you later.
Yeah, I guess.
And that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Preview for next, not even next week, preview for Thursday.
Thursday. Jesus.
Good Lord. It's the finale, episode, and looks like the final competition is going to be couples figure skating.
Which should be hilarious.
I cannot wait to see this.
Mm-hmm.
They dug up Nancy Kerrigan from wherever the hell she been to, I guess, teach them the ways or be a guest judge or whatever. Another thing we see is Bibiana crying.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot.
A lot. Her and Jordan are going to go through something next week. And then lastly, they all get fantasy suite cards.
Right.
So it's about to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley is very excited about this fantasy suite.
Ooh-wee.
Is she really going to have sex for the first time?
I mean,
in the fantasy suite on Bachelor Winter Games, girl!
That's what you say here for?
I know! I'm like, you might be the right guy, which is like, okay, we're happy you found maybe the right guy.
Yes, yeah.
But I don't know if this is the moment.
Yeah.
Let's hold out for another moment, maybe.
Maybe. Not on TV.
Please, not on TV. And that was it. Predictions
are that Ashley is not going to do it in the fantasy suite.
Please, girl.
I hope not.
I really hope not.
And I think that Kevin won't allow her to, also. Because Kevin seems like the type of guy to be like, nah, because you're about to be a stage
12 clinger.
Nah.
Yeah.
It ain't worth it.
Mm-mm.
It ain't worth it.
Mm-mm.
And then I think Courtney and Lily will be the first to go home.
Oh.
Because they're just so awkward. Like, how are they going to spin around on ice skates together?
Yeah.
We didn't really see that much footage of them.
No. Yeah. So. They definitely don't win.
And then, maybe after that, Bibiana and Jordan go.
Go home?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also not the most nimble couple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Stassi and Luke are going to win.
That would be great.
They're who I want to win.
Yeah, me too.
Don't know if they will, but they are who I think might take it home. Mm-hmm. I saw her in the preview bust a split.
Yes!
She bust a split at the end, so I think they might have some tricks up their sleeve for that couple's figure skating. And then in terms of Bibiana crying, I think her and Jordan have just a real conversation about their future.
What's really good.
What's going on. I'm not leaving New Zealand. My healthcare package is real good. And she has all her family up in Miami.
Yeah.
And has probably never even thought about going to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to get real rocky.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to seeing that conversation.
That's so sad.
That's really sad. When you like someone, but geography gets in the way.
Geography.
Lord. And that's the episode.
That's it.
Nice little short one for you. Please rate, review, subscribe if you like what you hear. And interact with us on Twitter, as always. Our handle is #2BLKGirls, #1Rose.
And our Gmail, if you want to send us an email, if you're German and want to tell us about dating.
Please, Germans.
understand. Or anywhere near Germany, if you want to tell us, is #2BLKGirls, #1Rose at gmail.com.
Yay! See y'all on Thursday!
Oh my God, see you guys on Thursday!
Bye!
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.